Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Strauss Theater Center joins with the University of Louisiana Monroe School of Visual and Performing Arts in presenting The Sound of Music. To share on the upcoming production is Strauss General Director John Baccarini. John, good to see you.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, John, this is a unique production and a first as Strauss and VAPA joined together in this effort. How did this come around?
Well, you know, we were talking about a year and a half ago about what we would do this summer, because in the past with our young troupe, we had done family-oriented shows such as The Wizard of Oz, Peter Pan, Willy Wonka. And so we wanted to do something this summer that would involve children, that would be appealing to families. And The Sound of Music has always been probably one of my favorite musicals and movie musicals. And so with discussions with Dr. Jason Reinhardt and Dr. Debbie Chandler, who serve on our board of directors, we came up with this idea of joining with the university and doing a concert version of The Sound of Music.
Kind of catching things at the right time. A lot of folks want to make that last ask for vacation, but you have a couple of weeks here. And, of course, the performance is August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
Correct. Right? At Brown Auditorium here on ULM campus.
Yeah. You know, a lot of parts to fill with the Von Trapp family. Tell us about that experience.
We have probably a little over 30 people in the entire production. Of course, the seven Von Trapp children are played by all local actors. Everyone in the show are local performers, but we have a lot of new faces this year, which I think the community is going to be a surprise to see, and hopefully we'll bring out a different crowd or an additional crowd to what we normally have at the Strauss, and with it being here at ULM, also get ULM students and faculty involved as well. For the first time that we've done a production with ULM, we're going to have a live orchestra, which is something I'm looking forward to. I've actually been the musical director for the show, and we'll be playing in the orchestra, and Jason is going to be the director of that, a conductor of that, rather. So that's exciting for all of us involved.
So playing in the orchestra?
I am. I'm playing the piano.
Okay, so one eye on the sheet music, the other eye
exactly.
on the stage.
Well, hopefully when the curtain goes up on Friday night, my job will mostly be done and I can concentrate on the piano keys. And
well, tell us about the lead roles, the captain.
The captain is being played by Philip Medford, and Maria is being played by Katie Scott Anzalone, both fairly new faces to the Strauss. I think they both did a lot of work at theater when they were younger in the young troupe, so we're glad to have them back. And all of the Von Trapp children, with the exception of one local favorite, Jake Branson, are all new to the stage, so or our main stage.
Yeah. Choreography as well as costumes kind of plays into the performance of The Sound of Music. Share on those aspects of the program.
Sure. As I mentioned, this is a concert version of it, but I wanted to stage several of the numbers that featured the children, because when you think about the movie, or those of you who have seen the production on stage, it's really always your most memorable thing is about Maria and the children. So I wanted to have the opportunity to choreograph or at least stage some of those big numbers that we all know, Do, Re, Mi, So Long, Farewell, The Lonely Goat Herd, and My Brother is Here in Town, and he and Megan Wilkins have staged some of those numbers. So it won't be just a concert version where everyone just gets up and sings. There'll also be some, they'll be fully costumed, and some of the bigger numbers will be staged.
Right, and that's really the main difference between the concert version that's going to be performed and as a full-out musical?
Absolutely, we chose to do that for a variety of reasons, but there won't be necessarily a set and the costume changes that you would normally see in a musical. But it's going to be a great time, and I hope everyone will come out and support us and support the community actors.
What, John, stands out to you about the musical styles of the score of the show? Because, I mean, you go from a waltz and you have, you know, full, lush songs.
And then you have a group of nuns who have been under the direction of Marcy Hall and Vicky
yeah.
Kreutzer, and they sing in Latin the entire show, and they bring another element to the musical that is just, I told them last night after we finished, it provides a nice framework for the rest of the more popular things that we've come to know and grew
right.
up with,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, back in the day, The Sound of Music came on TV once a year during Easter, but the nuns provide that element of the traditional Latin music and the chanting and those sort of things, which Maria grew up in as, you know, mm-hmm. going to be a nun and then moving away from that lifestyle into what she eventually became. So,
yeah. What are you looking forward to in this performance? Everybody has a favorite moment, a favorite song.
You know, as we were rehearsing last night, I always joke. There's one point in the show where I get chill bumps, and it's very emotional for me. The Sound of Music was the first stage show that my brother ever did at Strauss back when he was, I believe, 13 or 14, and it's always been one of my favorite shows, too. And it's very hopeful and very family-oriented, and there's a lot of tradition steeped into it. So all those elements I think, have been part of my life growing up, and hopefully we can pass that on to generations to come. When we first started rehearsing, I was surprised to learn that some of our children, our actors that are playing the children, had never even seen the show before. Mm. So I hope it's been a learning experience for them as well as a fun acting experience, too.
Your thoughts on the partnership of Strauss and VAPA? I know that Strauss partnered with Louisiana Delta Ballet recently.
We did. Back in October of this season, we did Cats with Missy Crane and Louisiana Delta Ballet, and that was a very successful partnership for both of us, a learning experience and something that I hope we do in the future. And I've always wanted to do something with ULM, and Daryl Long and Deb Lindley and with Jason and Debbie. We all have worked really hard to make this happen together because I think it's important. Yes, we call ourselves a community theater, and this is the university of this area, so I think we need to work together. And this was a great way to start. So I hope that it will be successful for them as well as us, and we can continue to do it in the future.
Yeah, lots of community support going forward in this. And, of course, again, the dates of the show as well as finding out more about
the dates of the show are August 2nd through the 4th, and I can't fail to mention that our sponsors of this show, in part by Affiliated Mortgage, CenturyLink, and Pecanland Mall. So we are very grateful to them, and, of course, always Tommy Ussery and the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council, who supports everything that we do. So.
Someone would like to find out more by getting, it is a ticketed performance.
It is, and you can get tickets by stopping by the Strauss on Lammy Lane or calling 323-6681 and speak to our wonderful box office manager, Donna Branson, who is actually in the show as a nun as well. So.
Shows beginning on August 2nd with The Sound of Music with Strauss Theater Center and ULM's VAPA. John Baccarini serves as General Director at Strauss. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear this and other Landiap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.